Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf kuf mem vav, and we're starting the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. Hashaleach sivloinois lebeis chomav. We already had sivloinois yesterday. Sivloinois are the presents that a chosin sends to his kala during the erusin period until they're finally ready to do nisui. And as we'll see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, sivloinois were typically of two types. One was food items, and the other one was tachshitin. Tachshitin we normally translate today to be jewelry, but often in the times of Chazal, tachshitin also meant makeup and cosmetics and things of that nature. And as we'll see in the Rishbam momentarily, and as we'll see in the Gemara, there's going to be a distinction between sivloinois who asuyen livalois. Livalois means that they're going to wear out, such as food items that do not remain forever, and those sivloinis which are ein asuyin levalis, which have a life expectancy of forever. For instance, a diamond lives forever, right? There used to be some sort of ad like that. The diamonds and gems live forever.
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever.
Years.
Oh, you see? For years, whatever. Okay. Anyway, this is our Mishnah. Shaleach sivloinis lebeis chomav. He sent sivloinis to his shver's home, in other words, to his kala. He sent a huge amount, sholach sham meya mana, 100 mana, wow, of all different types of treats. Rishbam says it was food items, it was tachshitin, it was wine and shemen, agivalt. But besides sending that, for ochel sham, they invited him to join them for a suda. For ochel sham, suda schosim. A Philip dinner, the total amount of the food that he ate was worth a dinner. Rishbam points out a little bit later that dinner was the equivalent of what we said before yesterday.
25.
Well, before we get to the 25. But if you remember yesterday, we said that if a person goes and was a shushbinin, and he wasn't invited to the chasana, and he brought along a zuz to go and give him his shushbinas present, and he missed the meal, he can take off a zuz, and therefore it would be a wash. Because typically people would go and eat a dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, of a zuz. A zuz, by the way, is the same as a dinner, Dalet Yud Nun Reish. So therefore, even if he just ate a normal, regular suda, not an overly, over-the-top type of suda, but he didn't just go and eat cake and fruits, but he ate a suda, at this point, he is so full of simcha that, Baruch Hashem, he can go back to his parents and to his friends and his family. Oh, I ate at the Kalas family. What nice people. It was really so great. And this helps to strengthen the bond of love and affection between the chosen and the kala. So from this point on, einon nigvin. He cannot get them back. Meaning, if chas v'sholem, subsequently there is a rift between the chosen and the kala, or chas v'sholem, if either he passes away or she passes away, since he got the quid pro quo, it doesn't sound like a quid pro quo. He gave meya mana, and he only ate a dinner. But nevertheless, Rishbam tells us he's moichel because of the fact he was able to be mesameach together with the kala. It really, emotionally, was so happy and so ecstatic and so elated. And he's moichel on the sivloinis. But it depends which sivloinis. Only those sivloinis who are suyin levalois. In other words, if he gave them, like we'll see in Rishbam, kadiyayin v'kadishemen, that theoretically could last for 6 months or for a year or whatever, but will not last forever. Those he can go and he's moichel. But those which are ein asuyin levalois, such as tachshitin, that he cannot get, that he can always get back, even if chas v'sholem he passed away or she passed away, or he changed his mind. But only because he ate there. If he didn't eat there, and the Gemara is going to say, or if he ate less than a dinner, they only gave him some cake and some coffee or something like that. If chas v'sholem this shidduch falls apart, and I think there's a good likelihood, if they only invited him for cake and coffee, and they didn't go and invite him for a full meal, then he can get everything back. Because he didn't cement the bond between them with that sudas chosin. Let's just take a quick look at the Rishbam, who gives a much better flavor for the whole thing. See, the Rishbam starts where it says masnisin, about a third down the Amid. Hashalech Sivloinis. Minig Chasanim, the minig was of Acher Kiddushin after the Erisin, Lemachras the next day or shortly thereafter. Shalech Lebeis Chom of the Kovet Ishtoi, he would go and send a beautiful care package. Tachshitin, Mine Peirois, Kadi Yayin, Kadi Shemin, Upa'omim, and sometimes Uichel Shom Ima. They would invite him to go and join them for a Sudas Chosin. So, if Itaka went for Sudas Chosin, he ate a shear of a dinner, Einon Nigvin. Einon Nigvin means he cannot go and get it back. It's irretrievable. It's no longer Goyv. He can't be Goyv. He can't collect it. What does that mean? Einon Nigvin. In Meisu, Chas Hashom, if subsequently he dies. Oisha Meisi, Chas Hashom, she dies. Oisha Chozaboy, if he changed his mind. Veroitza Lagarsh, and he wants to go and now give her a get. Because of that tremendous chiba yaseira, that tremendous affection that he developed, that they had that chosin's suda in the home of the kala, mochal sivloines, he was moichalem. But those sivloines who are suyin levalis, those types of sivloines, which would anyway eventually go and be nivla, in other words, they would wear out, such as the mine peirois that we spoke about, the kadiyai and the kadishem. Aval einasuin levalois, those types of things that remain forever, such as the tachshitin, even if he ate a kisuda shloime b'shata, even ate a huge suda, no, that is not moichalon. Get a sign to be Gemara, and we're talking about sivloi nistam, and not that he was mafarish. Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is he had this beautiful suda schosim, which was only a dinner. How many dinrim are there in a mana? There, I believe, 100 dinrim in a mana, and now we're talking about meya mana. So this is 100. Times 100. 100 times 100 would get you to roughly 10,000 times. Even though he gave them a huge matana, which is worth 10,000 the times of what he ate, he is moichel. Why? Because of that emotional feeling, he's accepted into the family of the kala, and they ate together with him, and they sing zmiris, and he told Torah, and they discussed perhaps a little bit of politics, Trump, Mitt Harris, and all these all wonderful things. Anyway, bottom line is, moichel on all of those things which are asui and levalis. But they ain't asui and levalis, he's not moichel. The only time this comes up, if chas v'sholom, there's a termination of the erisin before nisuin. Of course, if they go to nisuin, there's nothing to talk about. Yo moichel, nish moichel, Baruch Hashem, they're getting married. Now, the Mishnah says at the end, sholach sevloinis merubin, what happens if you send a very large, substantial amount of sevloinis, like this meya mana that we just spoke about, sheyachzru ima leveis bala, where therefore it's expected that he's not just going to give this on a temporary basis, but he's hoping that she's going to bring those with her when they get married, and that's why he sent sevloinis merubin, all different types of jewelry, a bracelet, a necklace, and things like that, because he expects that she's going to bring it along when they get married. Hari Eile Nigvin. So then these all come back, because as we said before, these are the types of sivloinois she'ein asuyin levalis. However, sivloinois mu'atav, if he gives small amounts of sivloinois, which presumably are shetishtamish behen bebeis ovia, the reason why they're a small amount is because you'll wear them or you'll use them temporarily until we finally have that nisuin. So therefore, it was meant that she should go and keep it in her father's home. A nigvin that you cannot collect, even if chas v'sholem this erisin eventually gets terminated because of his passing or her passing, or because he gave a get. All of these halachos we just... I'm sorry, Nachman. Well, the Mishnah just says sivloinis mu'atin and doesn't really describe what we're talking about. So Rishbam says that when it says sivloinis merubin and sivloinis mu'atin, the Mishnah itself is mafarish. What's the difference between merubin and mu'atin? Sivloinis merubin means shiachsur im lebeis bala. That's why he gave her this great largesse. For instance, the 100 mana. Because it's not just a temporary thing. He's hoping Met Shem in a year from now, half of this is all going to still be around, and she's going to bring it with him, or bring it with her, when they get married. However, sivloinis mu'atin means a kleinigkeiten, small things, and so therefore it's aldas that she's only going to use it now temporarily, and by the time the year is over, it's all going to be finished. As to whether or not we're talking about davka sivloinis wasuyin livalos or einasuyin livalos, that the Mishnah doesn't focus on it at this point, but the Rishbam says that later on, when we make this distinction, then it would be that he is mafarish. Mefarish means that he says that even though I'm only giving you sevloinois she'ein she'asuin levalois, which normally he's moichel, that's only bestam. If he's mefarish and he says, but if chas v'shalom this marriage should terminate prematurely, I want everything back, then he gets everything, even the food items which are asuin levalois. You see the Rishbam where we left off in the middle. Ubis, there's a dot in my Gemara, in the Rishbam. It's halfway down the Rishbam, in the Nikvin. Ubis Vloinus Stam Meir. We're talking about Stam. In other words, he was not Mefarish. So the Kamon Maflik, later on, we're going to go make a distinction between Sevloinus Shesholach, Kadeshi Yuvoyu Ima Lebez Bala, those types of Sevloinus which he hopes we on a permanent basis she's going to bring along, the Sevloinus Shesholach, Kadeshi Tishtamish Lebez Avir. Vanoli Tolu Bachilas Choson. The Mishnah doesn't say that it depends. Did he eat? Did he not eat? The Reisha, Bistam Sivlinus. The Reisha, our Mishnah is talking about that he didn't specify and say, Dus Yon, Dus Nish. However, the Sefer, Shalach Sivlinus Meruba, next Rishbam, Upiresh, Kadesha Voyu, Imal Abes Bala. He says, you know why I'm sending you this tremendous largesse? Because I'm expecting that a year from now when we get married, you're going to bring most of this with you. Really, the same halacha would apply if it's a smaller package. If he said specifically, I'm expecting you to bring these nechosim u'atim with you when we get married. The Mishnah is telling us what the normal way of life is, that merubin rogelish loyach ulefarish kadei shivoye imel abeis ba'ala. We talk about merubin, that usually means that he's going to go and she'll have enough of them, such a large present, that some or all will remain still intact and extant, so she'll bring it along when they get nisun. Umuata, when you have a smaller amount, kadei shishtamish behen bebeis avia. Typically, why are you giving a small amount? You should use it now temporarily for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months until I send you the next round of sevloinos, and until we get married, and you can keep it, you can hold on to it, because you know it's such a small amount. They don't anticipate you're going to bring it along. However, if you're mafarish and say, "Oh, if this chas v'shalom, this marriage terminates, I want to get all of this back," then you get everything back, whatever is extant at that time. We're going to talk more about this in the Gemara. Zokti Mar Omerav. We started off the Mishnah that if the chusin ate afila dinner, ain't a nikvin. Zokti Rav, a dafka dinner. Of pochus me dinner, if it was only a half a dinner, loy. Then he's not moichel any of the sublimus. Faiti Mar Pshita, dinner time. That's why it says in the Mishnah, dinner. So what's the chiddush of Rav? Zokti Mar was saying, mohu adin afila pochus me dinner. I would think it doesn't really matter how many courses were in this meal, whether it was a 7-course meal or a 2-course meal. The important thing is that he eats and bonds together with the kala. I like to tell him dinner. Why does the Mishnah use the expression dinner? That's the normal steiger. Normal steiger means the normal way of things. Your average supper course a dinner, like the Gemara said yesterday.
Maybe it's normal use the word dinner.
Maybe the word dinner and dinner are somehow related. Could be. Their vice. And therefore,
if you have 4 zuzim.
Yes.
Dinner.
4 zuzim and dinner. A zuz and a dinner are the same. They're 4 zuzim or 4 dinarim in a shekel.
Okay.
So no problem. And a mona has in it 25 shkolim, and every shekel has 4 dinar or 4 zuz. The real name is dinner. The reason why it's called zuz, the Gemara says, because it's zuz mi mokam amokim. As people get wealthier, or as people get chas v'shalom poorer, then the money moves from Smith to Jones to McGillicuddy back to Goldberg and so on and so forth. Zuz means it's always on the move. People don't remain totally stable with their money. If you invest wisely, then it goes up. If you invest poorly, it goes down. If you spend it, etc. Okay, so with this, we have the end of that shtickle that Rav said, dafka dinner, for pachs of a dinner, there's no machila. Now the Gemara is medayik every word of the Mishnah very carefully. It says in the Mishnah, ochal sham sudas chasen. Ochal tanan, shosamai. What happens if he didn't eat the value of a dinner, but he drank? They gave him some schnapps, which was a very, very...
He drank the value of a dinner.
Yeah.
Expensive liquor.
Yeah. Don't be upset, yeah. Right. Very expensive, yeah. Expensive wine. It was a fancy wine for $10,000 from 100 years ago.
No, but when it said he drank, it has to be a dinner's worth, meaning that...
But that's more shy, like the Gemara said. When it says in the Mishnah, ochal, does mean dafka ochal.
But consumed.
or consumed. What about shasamai?
Ingested.
Ingested, right. So shasamai, what happens if he ingested it through drinking rather than through eating? It says in the Mishnah, who tonight? Now, the Rishbam points out, it doesn't really say who. However, that's implicit, because it's ochal sham sudas chasen. Who's the ochal? It's the chasen that ate sudas chasen. What about shluchay mai? What happens if the chasen says, I really don't have the time to spend time with the Kali now, you know, I gotta go and finish off the Masechta, the daf is here, we're almost at the end.
How do we answer Shasa? Did we say?
We didn't answer you.
Okay.
We're still in the middle. Okay. So the first question is, Shasamai. The Mishnah says, who Hutanan, that he ate. What happens if he doesn't have the time? Ariel, can you do me a favor? I don't have time. Could you please be my shliach?
And you'll spend eat the free and hour. Drink a dinner's worth?
Exactly. I'm sending with you the Savloinis. You're going to go and be there, and you're such a wonderful company. Anybody, anyway, so you'd be really a great person to send. I want you to be my shliach. What happens then? And Afchas Sholem, if the Edison terminates, is it Nigvin? Is it not Nigvin? Do you get back to Savloin? It's not. Sham Tanan, Shogaloi Mai. The Mishnah says, the Ochal Sham Sudas Chasim, meaning in the bias of the Kala. What happens if instead of eating by the bias of the Kala, when he sends this Mayamana, they send back this huge cellophane with all the ribbons sticking out. And you've seen that type of shlachmunas, right? You pay $100 for the shlachmunas, only it's worth $10, but it has all the fancy schmancy. So here the same thing. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? Anyway, so Shom tonight, it's only if he eats there. When I'm shogar like my, if he's going to get this huge, beautiful package worth a dinner, plus it's a whole dinner inside the dinner package, maybe that's why they call it a dinner package, and he's going to eat from it, oh, he tells his parents, he tells his friends, did you see, I've never eaten a dinner like the fish. Ah! Did you? It's a fish that tasted like Levusin. And I ate from the meat that tastes like the Shor Habor that we're going to get to Mir Hashem, Yemois HaMashiach. Oh, yeah, I tell you, this Kala, if she cooked it, it's wonderful. Even if it's a Shviger, that's a good mother-in-law. How she cooked it? Ah, Sigivazik. Sheshogalim Mai. Does the same din apply that he's Moichel on this Sivlinus? All of these are good questions. Let's try to bring a raya to answer these questions from the following Maaseh Shoyt. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is quoting a braisa. There was a person. Now, see how wealthy this individual was. Either that or he borrowed the money from someone. Meya kroinos, 100 wagonfuls. 100 wagonfuls. Shokadi yayin. Vishokadi shemen. Vishokadi kasif. Vishokli zohav. Wow. Numamela the yayin, the shemen. Kasif and zohav. Now we're talking. Vishokli milas. All different types of fine clothing made out of silk or fine wool, etc. And he was so happy. Vrocha bisim chosai. Gemara is trying to show how ecstatic he was that Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him this largesse, and he's able to share it with his kala, and he's riding on top of susim v'chamoyrim, like a ganze parade. He's riding on top of his horse. He's not just horsing around. He's proud, bringing all of these kroinos. V'holach v'yomer al pesach beis chamav. He's standing there on the outside of the door of the beis chamav, and they were so happy. V'yitzio kois shel chamen. Now, if you ask me, they should have invited him in, you know, at the least, Chusim brings such a largesse, they should have invited him in, they should come and eat. For some reason, that didn't work out, but rather they brought out to him a kois shel chamen, a kois of hot coffee, water, tea with milk, without milk, it doesn't really go into the details, but something hot to drink.
He had a poison.
The shasa, and he drank, and then this mace, I know it sounds like on the spot, no, 6 months later, he passed away. Nothing to do with Ishtia. He drank the L'chaim, L'chaim, Yah, Mazel Tov, and they picked up their kos of chamin, of the hot water, and he Mazel Tov, and then he left. And then six months later, he passed away. So now the question is, can he get back any of this largesse of the Kadiyayin, Kadi Shemin, Kli Kasuk, Kli Zav,
the Zav? He's heirs.
Okay, you're right. Now, if he passed away, he's not going to get it. You're 100% right. You're right. It means his estate. And if we're talking about that she passed away, then it's good. Then he wants to have it back. Or what happens if he decides to go and give her a get? I mean, after all, anybody that gives this type of present, they don't even invite him to come in and sit down and, you know, take a drink. That's a little bit. Anyway, but bottom line is, what's the halacha now with all of the sivloin noise? V'zu halacha he'elor of Acha bar Sarbil lefnei chacham. This halacha was brought by Acha Sarbil in front of the Chacham. Li'usha to Usha, That was one of the 10 stations where the Sanhedrin had to go into Golus, like we have Masechta Sanhedrin, shortly before the Churban HaBayis. So one of the places it went to was Usha. And we have a lot of Sakonis Usha that we talk about from time to time in the Gemara. What's the din? The Yom, they told him, those types of things which are destined to go and wear out, such as all of the food items, including the yayin v'shemen, even though temporarily they'll be fine, but in a month, the shelf life has a maturity date. Yeah. So therefore, sublunus asun levalis ain't nigvin. That you can't get back. Shein asun levalis. But those kroinis full of clay kessel, clay zav, nigvin you get back. So now that's a fascinating story. How does that relate to all of our shaylas? Number one, shmamina afilu shasa. He didn't eat. He just drank. So we see that.
We have in Yom Kippur, achila shtiyah b'chal.
For sure, but that's for Isur. Now the question is for Mamet.
I see, okay.
So afilu shasa, even drinking is enough. So we answered, remember you were concerned. What's the answer to our shayla? Ochel tanan shasa mai. We have an answer, afilu shasa. He just drank the hot coffee or the hot water. Now, shamas minol choyra, we have a rai against Rava, because Rava said, dafka dinner, ava pochas be dinner loy. So masha afilu pochas be dinner, because drinking hot coffee, hot tea, even Starbucks doesn't go in charge as much as a dinner, right? I mean, I'd have never been to a Starbucks, but that's my assumption. And so therefore, zokti gemara, you see, even a pochas be dinner, you get back all of those, all of those sevloines, shenasui levaloi, so we can be poished against Rava. This is Nishka Kasha. Malaymlan, how do you know what they mixed into the coffee? The Leshachki Le Marganisa, maybe they ground up a pearl, the Shavya Alpha Zuzi that was worth 1,000 Zuz, for Ashki, and they put it into the coffee or into the tea. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, come on, well, that sounds ridiculous. Isn't that what sounds far-fetched?
Yeah.
So let's look at the Rishbam, and you'll see it's not far-fetched at all. This used to be a way that people would go and give medication, either medication because the person was not well, or preemptive type of medication to strengthen the body and the soul. You don't believe me, I know. So look at the Rishbam, fourth line, Shemam and Afilu Pochas Mi Dinner, the Tikshula Rava. So the Rishbam, Man Leimelon Loishakli Leimarginisa, Bekoisa Chamin, Shekein Derech Hasorim, Shoisan Oishle Refuah. When they needed Refuah, instead of picking Pepto-Bismol, or whatever, aspirin, or Tylenol, or Motrin, whatever, they used to go and put in this crushed up Marganisa, this pearl. This is a gem of a medication. They put it into the coffee, they put it into the tea. Amachai, and the person would have a Riches Yamam. That's how potent it was. Like a seltzer? Good. Anyway, so bottom line is, we don't really, can't be poishit against Rava, that Rava said dafka dinner, pochas b'dinner loy. Since we're talking about rich families, presumably the Kalas family was old, were also people of means, so it could very well be that this was an expensive potion, no raya. But it says he more b'shamis min afilu shogruloi. The chayak can bring a raya the gav of the shogruloi. It doesn't have to be that he ate inside the royal dining room of the Kalas family. Even if they sent him a care package, it's also good. Since he was standing there next to the archway, the doorway into the house, so that's deemed to be as if he's in the Dalet Amos of the house, so that's not a shtarka raya legabe the shogruloi. Yes, sir.
So I understand why they're drawing all these laws from this one incident, meaning why does this one incident necessarily the one that sets the bar? Like, I don't know who was the guy who was doing this. Maybe he wasn't, he didn't know halach, meaning like
it was Usha. It's like the Supreme Court decided something, and now you have an actual case to base a decision on.
We're talking about asking the Sanhedrin. If you look at the Rishbam's second wide line, right? Rishbam is bothered by your question. You see, Ba'usha, can you read that?
Sanhedrin
Lisham. The Usha hi hai achas mi eser goliot. She goes to Sanhedrin.
So when this incident happened, the person who was undertaking this already learned what the law is.
Not at all. We have this chosen. He brought with him these 100 kroinos full of diamonds and jewelry, right. And the, he brought it, they gave him a drink, and then he went home, and 6 months later, we read in the obituary column in the paper, mm-hmm. that unfortunately, Aleinu, this chosin, that rich chosin, never passed away.
Hello, Rabbi Acha Sarabira, the Fecha Chamim Lusha.
So now the question was, what do you do? So now the family of the chosin says, we wasted all of this jewelry and all of these diamonds and for a kala, and they're not even going to consummate the marriage. We'd like to have it back. So what do you think the kala's family said? Sure, we're going to send it back FedEx. No, they said, well, they've finished. So now we have a litigation between the two of them. This litigation came in front of the Sanhedrin. And what did they decide? They decided, well, it depends. If there happen to be Savloinois, Shasu and Levalois, hold on to them. No, Yibum was even after Eris. Yibum's even after Eris.
So you didn't have a brother.
We don't know. That Imar doesn't go until Chasim. That you have to look up Yivamis. All we're asking now today is, did they have to give back the Savloinus? Did they not have to give back the Savloinus? Whether there was a din of Yibum or not, that our Gemara doesn't discuss. You're right, maybe there were brothers, maybe there weren't brothers. But that's
research.
Sorry, once again? Yeah, you can do the archives and research. Okay, anyway, so with this we have concluded all of those shaylas that the Gemara posed, Legabi, Ocho, Shosa. The Gemara was not poishit the shayla Legabi, Shluchai Mai, because this was the Chosin himself, so that remains. And he boyedly ifshita. But the question of the shasa, if he drank the equivalent of more than a dinner, like the sorim used to go and drink by putting in those pearls and all the rest, you don't have a raya legab the shogaloi, because this case might be deemed to be within the house itself, because he was, you know, right next to the house, on the porch, in the front, on the terrace, whatever. So that you can't bring a raya.
He was aware of it.
What?
He was aware that it was crushed.
It doesn't say whether he was aware of it or not. All the Gemara said is, you want to go and bring a raya against Rava. The Rava said it's got to be dafka dinner, but anything less than a dinner, there's no machila on Sivloinais. I see over here that there was machila on Sivloinais. All the guy drank was a coffee. The coffee doesn't rise to the level of a three-course or seven-course dinner, which costs a dinner. Says, well, you never know. Maybe inside this drink, since we're talking about very rich people, maybe they went and added these crushed pieces of pearl, and this is such a wonderful drink that really it could be that it was worth much more than a dinner. So the Gemara is saying you have no raya against Iboilo. Now the Gemara asks another couple of questions. Mahu. Now, an our Gersa the Gemara says Mahu Sheyishalesh. You'll notice on the side there's another Gersa Mahu Sheyishalem. And if you're going to learn Sheyishalem, then this is one question together. Mahu Sheyishalem Shevach Sivloinais. What does that mean? What happens if the Savloinus consisted of neither food items nor jewelry, but rather he sent some lambs? Because the name of the Kala was Mary, and now Mary has a little lamb. Or it could be she had another lamb, but she wanted her to be Mary, and that's why he sent lambs. Anyway.
So a lamb is neither perishable nor...
Oh, so now, why are we asking this?
Right.
Because the lamb, if a male lamb and a female lamb meet each other, very often they make a quick shidduch. They don't send Sivloinois, they consummate the shidduch very
right.
quickly.
And then there are many
and then
lambs.
And then you have many lambs.
Mary has many lambs.
Many lambs. So now what happens if within the 6 months or 9 months or 12 months, whatever, between the Erisin right. and the Nisuin, what happens was that this one lamb or five lambs or 10 lambs have now increased exponentially because they had the relations with other lambs, and Baruch Hashem, now we are with rams, and now we have a whole bunch.
Flock.
A whole flock, exactly right. So now what happens? Unfortunately, either Chusin passes away, the Kalu passes away, and since these are the types of things which are not Asuin Levalois, I mean, obviously a lamb doesn't last forever, but it's not like a food item, and now the question is, when you return the Savloinos, you also have to return the offspring. Who owns the offspring? Is it owned by the original Chusin who's getting back, the estate is getting back the lambs, or is it owned by the Kala?
He also has a wool.
It's a very good question, but Agamor doesn't
but
know
also,
question.
If they have to give back the offspring, do they get to take off money for like feeding the offspring?
That would be the follow-up question, right. But we're not up to that question. Okay. First, we want to know, who gets the baby lambs? Is he boilu? So now that would be our gear somehow Sheyishalem Shevach Sivloinus, and this is all just one question. Mahu, what's the din? Now the word Mahu seems to be repetitive. Mahu sheyishalem shevach sefloinis, mahu. Why are we repeating this mahu? So we'll get back to that in a moment. But first, let's understand what's the shayla. Kivin de'i isnehu, since if they are still around, and this shidduch terminates because he passed away, she passed away, give or get, whatever. Lididei hadrei, you have to give back those lambs because those are among those lambs that are einam psulin avalos. Or maybe they didn't invite him for the chuppah, for the sudas chosim, and then you get back everything. That whole distinction that we made between those sevloinis or asuyin levalis or einan asuyin levalis was all because they invited him in kum terayin, and he had a delicious dinner, a dinner worth a dinner. But what happens if they didn't go and invite him in? So then he's entitled to give back all the sevloinis. So now the question is, do I say kim di is no lididei if he is kim this is no? If these sevloinis are around lididei hadri, you have to give them back lididei to the chosin or the chosin's family. So b'shus a shavuach, then you say that even though technically, physically, it was located by the kala for the last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, but since it's coming back, it's as if it was in his rishus all along, as if it was like a pikodoin in the hands of the kala, and therefore you have to return back everything, so including the offspring. That goes to Mafreya. It's as if the entire time she was holding on to it based on the assumption that they're going to go and get married and going to consummate. And if and when they consummate, that's wonderful. Then it belongs to her forever. But if, chas v'shalom, this marriage does not get consummated, there is no nisuin because of other circumstances, he passes away, she passes away, he decides against the shidduch, she decides against the shidduch, whatever happens. So we said that depending on the circumstances, you have to return now these sevloinis. So since these sevloinis belonged to him all along, because there was a string attached, and that string attached is that we're going to consummate the marriage, and now we're not consummating. So, b'shusei shavuach, it's as if it got the offspring in his rishus. And therefore he gets back the offspring together with the original sevloinis. What would happen if some of these lambs were lost or stolen by Yishlumalei? Then she would have to go and do a din v'cheshbon and pay him back. That being the case, she had a achrayus on these nechosim, as if she was a shoyim sachar or a shoyim, that she has to go and do. Now, depends. But anyway, the point is, why don't we say it's considered to be hers because she has the legal obligation to go and shteltzu, meaning to return it if this marriage doesn't get consummated? I don't know who would retain the offspring. Does she send it back, or does he keep
holding it? I guess who says she can.
So you're saying now after the taker, you don't say since she's the one that has
possession.
She's
the idea of lo ba ba'olam. It hasn't come into the world yet.
If it hasn't come into the world, then certainly you don't have to return it. But if it weren't,
I'm saying they're discussing whether she has to return it. So the offspring didn't come into the world yet.
When he gave it to her, but 5 months later, the pregnant ooh gave birth to a baby lamb, and now it is in the world. It is in the olam.
They got engaged or eris in the beginning of the year to make it easy. The goyish year, January 1st. Everybody was saying anyway, cheers and l'chaim and all the rest, and they got an eris in then. Oh, mazel tov. She got as part of her sevloinis the next day, on January 2nd. He sent her this wagon full of baby lambs or. Not baby lambs, could be adult lambs, when rams and all the rest. And then, Baruch Hashem, there was a mating of a couple of them. And then 5 months later, after pregnancy, then guess what happens? September time, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah or whatever. And unfortunately, the Malach HaMavis had other designs for this couple. And either he died or she died. No, he never chukmah l'slam. So what was originally 5 lambs that he had sent her as the original sevloinis now is 25 lambs. So who gets the extra 20? Can she keep them? I'll give back the 5, sure. I mean, we didn't consummate. Or does she keep the whole kit and caboodle? So tomorrow, take them. Now that's the Girsa Sheyishalem. What is Sheyishalesh? Rishbam doesn't have that Girsa on his own. Says Rishbam, but I saw that Rabbeinu Chananel has that Girsa, which is not in our Svarim, and therefore it says Yishalesh. Now what means Yishalesh? Yishalesh means to take...
Cut into 3.
Very good. Which in broader terms means fractions, not only to three, into halves, quarters, thirds, fifths, etc. And therefore, what he says is, we said, Rabbi said dafka dinner, so this person sent a meyamana, and he ate a dinner worth a dinner. What happens if he ate a dinner worth a half a dinner? Could he go and say, okay, I was only meichel on 50 of the 100 mana? Does this work proportionately? I brought a meyamana. If I ate a dinner, I'm moichel the whole thing. But what happens if they gave me only a half a dinner for the dinner? Only one and a half portions instead of three courses, only one and a half courses. So then could he say, okay, I can't take back the whole main mana, but maybe I can take back a 50 mana. Or what happens if it was a really just a one course meal? So it's a one third of a dinner. So maybe can you say a one third of a mana he should be able to get back? See, if you look at the Rishbam, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. It's in soft font. It's not in the bold font. It says Matsasi. It's about 6-7 words into the line. You have that, Brother Barry?
Yeah.
Matsasi Gears of Apirish Rabbeinu Chanan. Brother Barry, Brother Shai, you have that?
Yeah.
Good. She'enu b'svarim shalom. It's not an artist's svarim. Hodi Amarov, Dafka Dina, Kloima. Shem Ochel, the base Chomov, Masha Shavit Dinner. Oishasa Yayin. Avapochas B'dina Loi. Valo Amrinan, Maushi Shalish B'Sivloinis. The ultimate take, Pirish, im shalach sevloinais bekuf mana, like it says in the Mishnah. The ochem beis chama bedinner, zochem beis chamav bechol ha'sevloinais, because he's moichel. The hashu di ochem chatzi dinner, one only ate a half a dinner. Yisku lechatzi ha'sevloinais, maybe he gets half of the sevloinais he gets back. V'uadin lishlish, if it's a third of the dinner, levia of a quarter of a dinner. Each time we want to know, can he go and claim back? Okay, can't take back the whole meyam mana, but maybe I can take 50 mana, or maybe I can go and take 33 and a third mana, or maybe I can go and take a quarter of a mana. V'zeo pirish maushi yishalish b'sevloinais v'yotze b'teko. And now it's good, the lashon, that you have the double mahu. Mahu yishalish. Instead of getting back the entire amount, because if you ate a full dinner, you can't get meyam mana. But if he only took a portion, you only took a half, a third, a quarter. No, no, no.
We're asking this now. That should have been early on we asked this.
Well, because there's a lot of questions. Otherwise, we've gotten to it 15 minutes ago.
No, not after the morning. Why did the
morning?
This should have been the first question.
And then Shvach Sivloinis Mahu. What happens then? Shvach Sivloinis, that was the second question, which the Gemara addresses, like we said, and both of these Shailas are Tekum. Very good. So we start a new shtick now. Boy, Rabbi, Sivloinis Asurin Levales, Vulei Bolu. We keep on talking about those types of Sivloinis which go bad eventually. Like food items, Kadiyai and the Kadishem, they don't last forever. They only have a limited shelf life. But what happens if at the time that the Shurach is off, either because of his patira, her patira, he decided to give a get, whatever. Vulei Bolu, and they are still extant. They have not gone bad yet. This could be very well the case if the Shidduch terminated shortly after the Erison, where he passed away Nebuch a week later, a day later, whatever. So everything is still in existence. What's Mao? Is this considered to be like Sivloinash She'ena Nasuin Levales, because it's still around? Shikis Alistri, give everything back. It's Toshima. We go back to that famous case. My lab, since Rav Acha Sarabira and the Chachom and Usha did not distinguish between Yobolu and Nishbolu, they just simply said, Sevloinis Asurin Levales, Ein Nigvin, Avgavdali Bolu, even if they're still fully extant, nothing has worn out. It's only a day later. Nothing is spoiled. It's still there. A week later, everything is still intact. It still has the cellophane on the barrels. Avgavdali Bolu isn't even talking about such a case, and therefore I'll be able to proportion my Shaila. So Shemaloi, the Balu, it's talking about, no, that it did in fact go bad, but it could be that if it did not spoil, Efshiyom, maybe you do have to give it back. So we don't have a clear raya what the halacha is, because it could be that the price is talking about the Loi Volu, but it could be talking about your Volu. So it's Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Savlinis Mu'otin, Shetishtamish Bahen, Vehi Bevei Savia. When is she expected to go and use them? When she's still in her father's house. In other words, these are the type of Sivloinis who are suyen levalois. She's going to go and use her bebeis avia. What's the din? Ein nigvin. It says you cannot go and collect. Yeah, but maybe It's talking about loivolu. So why shouldn't you be able to go and give it back if it's only a day later, a week later? So it makes no difference. Mawatin, Marubin, but if they're still around, why a nigvin? So you want to take a marava, it could be talking about b'yeva v'savchisa. What's my yeva v'savchisa? Says Rishbam, these are small presents, and that's why we use the term sevloinus mu'atim. They are small in terms of not only the volume, but also in the value. Rishbam says, min etzifim. You see about halfway down the Rishbam in the middle. See, ki goin b'yeva v'sifchasa. Min etzifim. Tzifim are usually scarves, shal, v'kishuri noshim. Kishuri noshim means like cheap types of necklaces and things of that nature. Shehen dover mu'at. It's a small, you know, it's petty cash. Mochel hulagamri. Mochel, yes, a kleine kite. You know, we're not talking about millions of dollars. We're talking about $50, the whole thing. Loishna balu, loishna loim balu, makes no difference. Avtachshito chashuvin. Oh, that's an under matter. Timoilach, that you can go and ask. If you're talking about epsapsachoshevazach. Anyway, so therefore again, we are not poishet the shailim. And if you want, you put two dots, because now we're starting on nu in yonim altogether. I mean, they're related, but no longer dealing with the shailim that we dealt with. The reason why we bring this l'choid is because we started off Amr B'Yudah Mishmuel, and now we bring Amr B'Yudah Marav, and then we have another Amr B'Yudah Marav, even though they're not directly related. Amr B'Yudah Marav, Ma'itzah B'Yudah Mechad, Sheshigeh Lebeis Chomav, Yayin Chodosh, V'Shemen Chodosh, Uklei Pishtan Chodosh, Ba'at Zeres. You have a chosin, it's Shavuos time, and he sends to his kala, Yayin Chodosh, brand new bottles of wine, brand new Shemen, brand new Klei Pishtan, ah, Givaldik. For Shavuos, what is he coming to tell us? He's not coming to tell us. He's telling us about He wants to tell us the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. What's the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael? Says Rejbam, 8 lines to the bottom. Apparently, these items normally would only be fully ripened post-Atzeres, Atzeres is Shavuos. As you know, that's kind of the beginning of the harvest season. It's June time, end of May, beginning of June. So apparently, these types of items, even if the grapes are already ripened, but to go and bring them into the gas, and or to go and bring the shemen into Beis Chabad, that takes a while. In other words, you have to transport them, and then you have to kvetch them, and you have to let it ferment a little bit. You would think it'd only be ready,
Sukkistime,
Otazai. Ready Shavuos? Oh, it shows you the koyach of Eretz Yisrael, givaldik. So that's why Rav Yehuda Marav told this story. So it's really not telling us any halacha, it's only telling us agoda. Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. But there is itake, a halachic ramification as well. What happens if subsequently the shidduch breaks off, and now they're coming to Bezdin, and the chusin side said, you have no idea what he sent to her for Shavuos. 10 barrels of wine, 10 barrels of shemen, brand new linen clothing. And then the other side said, come on, give me a break. You know, it's none of that. It's impossible. None of that is ready. Maybe by Chamisha Usabov, but you're ready. Shavuos time. Kamashmalon, no. Taina said, Taina. If that's what he said, then you can believe him because, in fact, this can occur after all. So, as you see, there's nothing to do with our sublimeness, but it was a nice story of Yudah Marav. Just like I had Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel told us the other story, and Rav Yudah Marav said this story, and now we have another story. It's story time.
Now it's like the buildings on the west side. There are many stories.
Many stories, exactly right. Beautiful. And we're up to the last two lines in the Omid. Om Rav Yudah Marav. Maisa ba'odam echad, again a maisa, sha'amr lai ishtoi toitronasi. V'nichlis acharea l'charva l'baitka. The Rishbam says on the Omid Beis that we're talking about an isha nisua, was pat post nisuan. The Tosis disagrees on the Omid Beis, it says we're talking about erison. But if we're talking about post nisuan, it's remarkable that this person didn't know about his wife, that she's a toitronis. Vusmait the toitronis explains Rishbam that she had a mum, she'ene yechoyle l'horiach. She lost her sense of smell. She could not smell. So now you think, so she can't smell.
You can't cook
because what happens if Chas Hashem there's a fire next door? She doesn't smell the fire, etc.
Maybe her husband was a cook.
Maybe he was a cook, yeah. Okay, beautiful. And he was upset about that. He considered that to be a mum. And there's a shayla mesechtes ksubas that this is mum is strong enough, these are grounds enough to go and give a get without having to go and give a ksuba. Anyway, so they told him his wife is a tachanis. He didn't believe it. And he says, you know what? Let's check it out. So nichzachre lecharva, they were going on a trip somewhere, they were visiting. He says, let's go into this charva, leboitka, to check her out. In which respect to check her out? Omallah, he said to his wife, Reach tznoin ani mariach, bigol. Smell. Don't you smell the tznoin, the radishes that are coming all the way from Galil? And apparently this charva and where they lived was apparently not far from Galil. We're not talking about that they lived in Australia and they smelled it all the way from Galil.
The sheep sneezing on the harem far from the Behar Bayis, right? From the
Anyway, so do you smell that tznoin coming all the way from Galil? So Umra lay. So she responded. Rishbam said she responded in a jocular fashion. Oi, man, yovlan mi koises tiarichoi, viachalnale. Oi, you're right, we smell this tznoin. And Rishbam said, and presumably people have that same way of eating today, that the custom was that if you're eating something which is sharp, you try to eat it with something which is sweet, or if you have something which is sweet, you try to add something which is sharp, so therefore it makes it more tasty. If you look at the top Rishbam, they are sweet. Thank you. We'll eat it together with the radish. Because that already is a little bit sharp. And this is the way the derech was. Lechel tamarim im hatznoin. Koisvis means that's a shear of tamarim. Exactly. We have that for Yom Kippur. Yeah, because it takes away the inoy. Anyway, shekino yedarka lechel tamarim im hatznoin. Shezechad v'zeh mosik. Ah, mechay. Just like some people go and have echvay sechrein, which is kind of sharp, together with their fish, which is kind of sweet.
Refreshing his marriage, right?
Refreshing the marriage.
By having a date.
By having a date, exactly. And it shouldn't be sharp anymore. It should be a sweet marriage. U'mesakin zezen, therefore one goes in and mesakin the other. U'lefi shehevina shilnasoyis in his kavin, since she realized, why are we going to the charva? Why is he talking about tznoin? Come on. This is too much, and it's too fishy. This cabin is shivasi derech soikat chach, and therefore she said to him in a jocular way, ho, you're telling me about the tznoin, how have I, we would have with us the koises, we could have a seed, and now we can eat together the koises and the tznoin, abi machayim. Okay, guess what happened? After this whole discussion took place, half an hour later, the whole charva, the whole building fell in, u'meisa nebach, she passed away. Now, what was the shayla over here now? The shayla was, he said now to the Bezdin, I want to yarshin all of her nechasim because we were man and wife, and we know that the loch and hilchas yerusha is that a husband goes and yarshins from a wife. That's more sense. Omr chacham, hoyuv le'nichlas acharea, ele boidka, meisa, eina yarsha. What would have happened had she flunked the test and it determined that she was in fact a balas mum, that she was a teitronis, and that she was not able to smell what was going on in such a situation? You see that she obviously was a bright young lady. She did smell what was going on.
She smelled the trap over here.
But they were married?
They were married.
So why wouldn't Yorsha? It doesn't make sense why wouldn't Yorsha? Because she, it, first of all, it was a suffolk whether she... was a balas mum or not?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question of him giving her a get if he divorced her.
Mm-hmm.
But they're legally married. Why should he inherit her?
So that's what he was saying.
Right.
And the Gemara is saying because he was boydiker, that means that if it turned out that in fact she was a tetronis, he was going to go and give her a get.
But he didn't give her a get.
It's true.
He did. He just,
that's the chiddush of our Gemara. So if you look at the Rishbam. The Rishbam saw it's nichnas nafal leh chorvu mei. So you don't have to look at the whole Rishbam. You see halfway down, you see it says le'el daf kuf tes in the parentheses. Yerusha Zabal Mishaira Korv Elam Mishpacht of Yerush Oisa. We learn from that that in Yerusha Zabal, husband from the wife, Dahin la'achshe nichnas al'chopa hilcha b'nesua makmina la. Our case is talking about a nesua. Boch Gersina. The Omer Chacham, hoyu v'nichnas akrela, boidka mesa, eina yarsha. Why? The kivin to hoyu medata legarsha. Im yimtzeena balas mum, u betoich kach meisa koidim shin nispaisu, before she would be able to go and appease him, and azoicha b'yerusha, u mehocha shaminim, from this we learn, shemisha meisa ishtem betoich ketota, if unfortunately they were at loggerheads, that he decided, I'm giving her a get, she ish bedata legasha, shuv eine yorsha, can read besachs get, mishanasa eine legasha, shuv eine lebal peirois, and the Gemara is explaining this now, not only to peirois, but also to Yerusha, and the Gemara is not only extending it to a case where we know for sure he was going to be legasha, but where there's a strong suffix, because otherwise, why the boy could take her into the chorva, the whole geshaft? So apparently, he was noited to go and give her a get, unless she was able to pass the smell test. Mm. Since she unfortunately passed away, we said that, unfortunately, yeah. Anyway, try to be in good terms with your wife.
It made no sense.
It made no sense. Good. Right, so now that's the end of these stories, Metrim Yehuda, Omer Rav, and Omer Shmuel, and now we go back to our Mishnah. Now we go back to Halach again. Simloin is Mu'at, Shashamish Ben Bebe Saviyah, V'chuli. So we talked about if it was Simloin is Mu'at, and that she was going to eat temporarily in the base of Via, and therefore Gzimtai, it's a Nigvin, because he never expected her to bring it into the consummated marriage, or if it was Nechasim Merubim, where he did expect that it would bring her into the marriage, into the Nisun. He also rubbed in Sabbath, coming to the Pope of the Yosef Ekaman, Bein Shemesahi, Bein Shemesu, and now it should also say, Ubein Hoder Hu, in other words, any one of these three cases, she died, he died, or he changed his mind, he's giving her a get, Sevloines Hadri, Sevloinus meaning those types of loinus which are ein asuyin levalois, such as gems, diamonds, the cattle, the lambs that we spoke about exactly. But machla mishta loy hadar, because those are sevloinus asuyin levalois, those don't go back. That's in one of those three cases. What about hadar ba'ihi? What happens if she sends a letter to her husband and saying, "Dear John, it was nice knowing you, but I think we should go on different paths and different ways," and blah blah blah. Then Hadra filikisha diyaka, and she has to give back, even if she still has a kisha diyaka. Kisha is like a bundle of yerek, of vegetables. Even that she has to give back, even celery. What happens if she already ate up the kisha diyaka? What happens now? Does she have to pay full freight for the entire kisha diyaka? Says, you go and get a discount. Why do you get a discount? Because when she ate it, she had every right to go and eat it. Okay. It's only subsequently that we realize that she changed her mind, and now she has to cough it all up. Literally, she can't cough it up because it's already digested. Mm-hmm. So then you get a break of doing bus absorb. At Kamazov, what does that mean? At Tiltzi, you get a break of 1/3, so she would have to pay 2/3 of the Kisha Diyarka and pay it back to her Chusin because she broke the Shidduch.
She gets a break of 1/3, she gets a break of 2/3.
She gets a break of 1/3, she has to pay 2/3.
Yeah, is that 1/3 of the total, or 1/3 of what she ate?
1/3 of what she pays 2/3 of what she ate, and she gives back everything else that doesn't expire.
Exactly. Everything else that is around, she has to give back whole. And those things that she ate, she has to go and give back 2/3 of the original value. And therefore, Rejbam says, this is the makor for other places when we talk about that you give something bezoil. For instance, you remember, says Rejbam, in the Sechs of Bava Kama, we said that the din of Ubir Bisteyacher, that you only chayiv on Shein, if it's Bisteyacher, it's in the Rishus HaNizik. What happens if the Shein ate Rishus HaRabim? So you don't have to pay Ke'en Shehizik, but you have to pay Mashenehenes. What is the amount Shenehenes? Says the Limura, did you get a 1/3 discount? So here too, you get a 1/3 discount, and you learn it from Argumar. Your question about 1/3 or 2/3, if you look at the fourth wide line of the Rishbam, see fourth wide line, you start beginning, M'hach Pashtina, L'chol Bezoil, D'hain Kol Adamim, Chosesh Lish. You have to pay back the whole thing, and you get 1/3 discount. Okay, on to the Mishnah. This is the Rishbam, the fourth wide line, all the way in the bottom, fourth wide line. Umihacha Pashtina. Do you have that, the fourth wide line?
The widest wide line.
Start the widest wide line. The widest wide line possible. Umihacha Pashtina, the Chol Bezoil, the Kol Adamim, Chosesh Shlish. You get a third off. If you really want to go into the details, when you're talking about paying back the zuz, you only pay four donkey. Arba mo'ois, dahainu shnei chelke dinner, that's 2/3 of the dinner. Shari sheish mo'o kesef dinner. A dinner has in it 6 mo'o. The donkey hi mo'o. Oh, so therefore, of the 6, you pay back 4, and you keep 2 for yourself, so you get a bit of a discount. Okay, on to the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very, very straightforward. We all know there's a famous rule of Divrei Shchimra Kichsuvin Mesarin Dami, and the chiddush of that is normally if you want to convey property, you have to make a kinyan. Here you don't have to make a kinyan. The Chacham said the Shchimra is under duress because Nebuch, he or she is never going to soon pass away to the Olam HaEmes, so we want to make things light for them, and therefore, how do we make it light? Divrei Shchimra, Kichsum Usarim Dami. So the Shchimra now goes and gives away all of his property. And Nebuch passes away, Rachmon Litzlan, you go and give every recipient whatever the Shchimra said when he was saying his Divrei Shchimra. However, the Mishnah is going to tell us what happens if the Shchimra miraculously, Baruch Hashem, gets a Refuah Shleima, what happens then? The whole purpose of giving away all the Nechassim was because of the fact that Nebuch he expected to pass away. But now that Baruch Hashem, he's gotten an extension of life, none of these things go away, they all belong to him. That's all pretty straightforward. But then the Mishnah says, what happens if he gave away only 95% of his property? And he kept 5% of the property for himself. So when he was a Shchimra, he said, no, that I'm keeping for me.
If he's a Shchimra, he anticipates it's going to go. It's going to be transmitted to Torah Yerusha.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand somebody's giving away Matana Shchimra. I understand anything that's not explicitly given away is transmitted through Yerusha. So why?
They asked him. For instance, he had 100 pieces of property. He already accounted for 95%. 3% to him, to this child, and that child, and to my friend, and to my cousin, and to my wife, and to this one, or another. What about the other 5%? No, that I'm keeping for myself. Why are you keeping it for yourself? I mean, after Achamev asked him, what is he going to do with that?
Right.
The thing is that it wasn't a full-fledged Matana Shchimra, because he's thinking, I hope in Mitchum that I will survive, and therefore I'm going to go and keep that property.
Was a real Matana.
So what happens then? Then it becomes like Bill is saying, it becomes a real Matana, because since he left over something for himself, he figured, okay, I can always part with that.
But he didn't make a kinyan on the other 95%. If it's a real Matana, then, and he was a Shchimra at the time, but he didn't die, so it was a Matana without a kinyan. Why is it an effective Matana? Effectively, the Mafreya, he wasn't a Shchimra.
Okay, so
he didn't die. The fact is, he didn't die. His 95 parts that he gave away.
Okay, so what you said is very good. And the Rishbam says that taka this part of the Mishnah, a Shchimra, a Matana Shchimra b'miktsas, that he held part of it back for himself. It's talking about that he wrote in a kinyan in the shtar.
Okay,
let's take a look at the Mishnah.
He couldn't part with it.
He couldn't part with it
because you can't take it with you.
Exactly. Psh. Zuk the Mishnah. Shchimra shekosev kol nechosev lachem. He gave away everything except for shekarka koshu. Ibiglos as adal ramis for himself. Matanosi kayemis. The matan is good. Now look at the Rishbam, fourth wide line of the Mishnah. Matanosi matana. It's a little bit different gear. So we saw matanosi kayemis. Or Rishbam says matanosi matana. Of the where it says Mishnah. Yeah.
It's the eighth of the wide.
Eighth of the wide line. Matanosi matana. Right. Matanosi matana. The matanosi shchimra b'miktsas im omad mecholyoy. If afterwards miraculously he became good and healthy again. He doesn't get it back. To address your point, we'll see that in another few days. Even if he ultimately does pass away. Okay, that's right. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, but he left over something, and then afterwards, Baruch Hashem, he is gezunt. Matan is good. But loishir karka koshu. What happens if he gave away everything, even without a kinyan? Ein matanosi kiyemes. If he went and he survived Baruch Hashem, then everything comes back. Now, why do we say everything goes back? So we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment. That's what we call ozlinan basar umdina. Umdina means even though the person didn't say beferish, I'm giving these items away because I expect to imminently pass away. Nevertheless, we look into his mind. Why would a person give everything away? Because he expected he's going to pass away. Why would a person leave stuff for himself if he's going to pass away? Once he passes away, he has no need for that matana, for that ilana, for that karka koshu. It must mean because he was thinking, there's a good chance I'm going to survive, and this I want to keep for myself. So that's called Ozlin and Basar Umdana. Even though he didn't say it expressly, but that's implicit in his mindset. So Frank Timar Mantana, Ozlin and Basar Umdana, where do we find that the Chachamim said, we're going to try to extrapolate from his actions and from his Dibur, as to what his mindset was. And the Gemara says we have two classic cases. One case which we learned not too long ago. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Shim ben Manasi, the Sanya. Harishola ben Elam Nil Sayyam, a person had a soul son, and he was tied with that son, the Shmosi Tzerura, he was Mamisha, his soul was bound with him. Exactly, Betzurah Chaim. And he's told, hopefully Betzurah Chaim, and his son went to Medina Sayyam, and he's expecting him to come back. He heard the son passed away. Right. Okay, now, 6 months later, a year later, there's no son anymore, so he might as well, he can't give it to the moon, so he, therefore he gave it to other people, and he wrote all the nechasim out. And after that, he passed away. And guess what happened? And then his son comes back, I'm here, Tati. Well, Tati's no longer here. Nebuchadnezzar, he passed away. Okay. What's it in? Matanos and Matona. The Matona is a good Matona because he didn't specify in the document the reason why I'm giving all nechas of Li'acher to Yankel Smith is because my son passed away, Rachmana Litzlan. He just says, Stam, I'm giving kol nechas of Li'acher. That's what the Tanakhama says. Shimon Menasi Oimer, look into his mind. Ey matanos e matanah, matanah is garnished. That matanah to that acher is garnished. Why shemolahi hideh shebenei kaim? If he would have known that his son was going to, was alive, like a Christ, come on. Which nar, which Meshigana gives away all the chas when he has a son who's cherished and fine and good and vile. So we see from Reb Shimon Menasi, you don't have to write it explicitly. We're going to look into his mindset, and clearly he would have given it to his son, and therefore we take give it to the son. So that's the what the Gemara calls Ozlinan Basar Umdana. So that's Reb Shimon Menasi. So Lechari, he's the Mechaber of our Mishnah as well, that when the person gave away Karka Koshu, when he kept Karka Koshu, is a siman that he's giving away everything, even if he survives, Matanasa Kayamas. But if he didn't leave over anything, siman it's Machmas Misa, and if he survives, he gets back everything. Zokti Marav Sheshes Amar, I have even a better one. Another one that goes Basa Umdan. Who's that? Amar Rav Shim ben Shizuri. Rav Shim ben Shizuri. Who's Rav Shim ben Shizuri? The Sanya. Very famous case. Initially they said, whenever a person wants to go and give a get to his wife, then he's supposed to say, Kisvu utnu. Please write out the get and hand it over to my wife. I'm leaving the scene. Goodbye, Charlie. So what happens? If you didn't say Kisvu utnu, you just said Kisvu, then you don't give it because maybe he'll change his mind subsequently. Only if say Kisvu utnu. But there are exceptions to the rule, like all rules that have exceptions. And if you find a rule that doesn't have an exception, that is the exception to the rule.
Oh,
okay, anyway, so let's continue on. A person's going out the koiler with a collar around his neck, they're taking him to be executed to the guillotine. And it's going to take him at least 10, 20 amas until he gets there. The Omri, he screams out, Rabbi, kiss for Gedli Ishti, please go and write a get for my wife quickly so she shouldn't have a problem. Phil, why would he want to write out a get? He's going to die anyway. So it shouldn't be a problem of Yibam and Chalitza, because you were concerned about that before. So he said, kiss for Gedli Ishti, go and write out a get to his wife. Now, notice he didn't say kiss for Tanu. Zokhtor de Braisa, Hare'ili Yichmin Itnu, go and write it anyway. Even though it says it's a Braisa, it's really a Mishnah. Anyway, Hare'ili Yichmin Itnu, they should write it and give it. They give it before he passes away. So apparently they gave him
the steps. The wife was there. She was
there, and they had good suffering, and they were quickly. Yeah. Chazulaymar, in later times, they added Afam Mefarish v'yoytz b'shiara. What happens if someone who's going out on a transatlantic type of tour on a boat, or he's going to go
in a caravan
in the middle of the desert? He's only going to be back in 2 months from now. And he is very, very nervous about what's going to happen. The seas are turbulent, and how many stories have we heard about people not coming back from the desert? Ay, 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 ay. So before he leaves, he says, Rabbi Isai, Tanu, get li ishti. Go and write it, even though he didn't say Kisvu, Tanu. He just said Kisvu, Tanu. Rav Shimon Shazuri, added Afa Masukin, someone who was Chas Shalom Shechimara, and he says, Kisvu, get li ishti, didn't say Kisvu, Tanu. Also, give it. Now, what's the reason why you should go and give the get? Because you see, obviously, he wanted to go and give it. The reason why he didn't say give it is because his mind is not exactly settled. Exactly, he's thinking about the Olam Haba. He can't wait to get to Gan Eden. Maybe he can wait, whatever. He's saying Vidui, he's saying Shema Yisrael. He doesn't have time for this. So therefore, Afa Masukim. By the way, L'choira, one should say that it's not only Pshim Shazuri, It's also the Tanakama that talked about the case of the Yotze B'Koiler and after Mafarish for Yotze B'Sheyora. Why do we go and give a get after all he didn't say give the get? It's only that you're going Basar Umdana. So it's not only Rav Shimon Shizuri that said Basar Umdana, the Tanakama as well.
He's saying Af, he's even adding on. They're all on the same page.
So if you look at the last Toysis, Rav Shimon Shizuri, what did Hayochel Lema Rabbanan Dide? You could say the Rabbanan also going Basar Umdana. El Rav Shimon Amachlu Kasei Ka'amar. When it says in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Shizuri, really Rav Shimon Shizuri and his, the other guys that are argue, the other guys. The Rabbanim that are arguing with him, they don't necessarily agree to the Afa Mesukin, but they agree to the other case here, to Mekoylem, Afarish, to Mishiyara. So therefore, we taken mean them as well, and Inami and Andripshat. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now, each one of them, L'choira, brought a good raya. Who was the first one? Rav Nachman brought a raya from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Rav Sheshes brought a raya from Rav Shimon Shizuri, that they are the authors of our Mishnah. Frankly, Rav Nachman, my time, Mokum Lok, Rav Shimon Shizuri. Why didn't say Rav Shimon Shizuri? The Shani Hosen, the Omer, Kisvu. Since he said Kisvu, even though he left out the word Tnu, so Kisvu is a pretty strong statement. I want you to write out a get.
So why would you write it if you're not going to give it?
Exactly. So that's a much better Umdana than the case of our Shchimra. Why is it a better case of Shchimra? Because Rishbam says, because Roiv Choylem Lechayim, typically a person will live, even though he's Nebuch, worried and he's nervous, and a person should be nervous, Chas v'Shalom, that the day has come. That's why it says you're supposed to go and do tshuva one day before, before he passes away, which means you have to go and do tshuva every day. Anyway, but the bottom line is, that's considered to be a much more umdan of the mukhach, as the Gemara is going to call it in a moment. So that's why he felt that that's not a good riot. In the case of kisvu and avada, kisvu tera. But our Mishnah, I don't know that Reb Shimon Shizuri would agree to this umdana, since when he gave away Nechosim, he didn't say, Al Manasseh, I'm going to die, Al Manasseh, I'm going to live. He didn't say anything. Rav Sheish, my time, I'm going to like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Why didn't he like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? That was the case of Harish Olach ben Olam Dina Seyam, and he heard that he died. He said, Umdan Nemuchach Shaini. There it's so clear that the reason why he gave it to Yankel Smith, who's not even related to him, is because he had that favorite son, which he heard that the son never had passed away. So that's a very strong case. But our case is not that Umdan Nemuchach, and that's why he felt you cannot bring a rai from there. Ma'atan al-tana to Rabbanan, mi'etchanat we will learn tomorrow.